This is a question about the translation of Vishnu Purana, which is being undertaken by a devotee in Vrindavan. ISKCON devotee being translated into English. He writes that I am facing a problem while dealing with the concept presented in Vishnu Purana that Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Krishna is an incarnation of Vishnu. This concept also pops up in some verses of Bhagavatam, and gives some examples of that. Srila Prabhupada and later his disciples dealt with this issue very intelligently. Well, sounds a bit funny complimenting Srila Prabhupada. Anyway, consulting the commentaries of previous acharyas. So, now in... What was wrong with it? Why did you have to adjust it? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 13, states that when Lord Krishna appeared, Lord Vishnu was present in the body of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna killed the demons through him. So when Krishna appeared, all his previous incarnations also descended in his body. For this, however, I could not find any quote from scriptures accepted by general people or scholars outside Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Also, whenever this topic comes in Vishnu Purana, commentaries on Vishnu Purana don't give any inputs for that. If I, being a Gaudiya Vaishnav devotee, neglect what Vishnu Purana says and directly mention my stance that Krishna is the source of all incarnations, then I will be questioned or even ridiculed by other Vishnu Purana scholars who might come across this edition, which primarily aims at Gaudiya Vaishnav readers. So, suggestions are requested on how to deal with this issue. I have spoken at length. Did you give it? Okay. I have spoken at some length on how these two positions, that Vishnu is the Vishnu is the original form, you could say, and Krishna is a manifestation of Vishnu, how this outlook can be reconciled with the Gaudiya outlook that Krishna is the original form and Vishnu is expanded from him. Although Madhva says that they're all the same, and to say that one's original or one's superior is offensive. That can be reconciled. Anyway, you can give the link for that lecture. Basically, it's a question of tattva vichar and rasa vichar. By tattva vichar, you can say Vishnu is supreme. By rasa vichar, Krishna is supreme. So this is dealt with extensively in the writings of Jiva Goswami, and that can be cited. This issue should certainly be taken up to some. It's a very important issue, and it should be taken up at some length. There can be an introductory essay, or in the introduction, it can be put establishing the Gaudiya Siddhanta that Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Of course, that comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. But then we accept the Srimad Bhagavatam as the topmost evidence. And although it may appear in Srimad Bhagavatam itself that certain statements say that Krishna appears as an Ansha or as a part of Vishnu, that all has to be understood in the light of Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original form of the personality of Godhead. And therefore, it's not that the acharyas have dealt with it very intelligently, and in other words, as if they've twisted it around, but they're just giving the actual meaning, because everything is to be understood in the light of Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. And not only is that applicable to Srimad Bhagavatam, but that's applicable to all Shastra, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost Shastra. So Vishnu Purana may apparently state that Vishnu is the original form, which is acceptable from one outlook, as I've explained previously. How it's nice for the Vaikunthavasis, they like to think like that, and let them think like that. And that's upheld by Vishnu Purana, and it's not inaccurate, but it's more accurate to say that Krishna is supreme. And you have no problem, so you can explain in that way, that Vishnu Purana explains like this. The Gaudiya Siddhanta, or the ultimate Siddhanta, is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Vishnu Purana's statement should be understood in that light also, that Krishna is the original. And Vishnu Purana states like that. It's not inaccurate, but it needs to be understood. To be fully understood Krishna is the original form. And you can say, well, this is a Gaudiya Vaishnava commentary. So what else, you know, you're not going to make a Ramanuja commentary on it. It's a Gaudiya Vaishnava commentary. Then if others want to argue, well, let them argue. Then you have to be prepared to defend your position. And that's already been done elaborately by Jiva Goswami and his Sandarbhas. So you yourself have to be convinced of that, and then you can write on all these things.